who have lost their wedding album, you can contact Mr. Bernard Eacock, okay, at Barrettonsham Stores, Hereford, where it can be collected. Now go along there if you've lost it, because he's holding on for, on to it for you. All right. Excuse me. All right. What else have we got here? Oh, and I'm sorry, Mr. Eacock, that you didn't get much joy with the other lot. Just typical, isn't it? I don't want to know. Not interested in things like that. Little old Sunshine takes it up, though, don't they? Okay, Sunshine Radio with a time at 15 minutes past 11 on a... Hang on a minute, let me just have a look. Sunday? Yes, on a Sunday morning. And this is the time in the programme... I know this programme sounds ridiculously stupid, but there again, I'm a stupid person. But this isn't stupid at all, because it's the West Midlands' most listened to and most taken part quiz game. And that's where you can win £50 by answering 10 questions, all in all. First question, we take the first caller and put them on the air, and they answer and go on to question 2, 3, 4. If you fall down on any of the questions, I take the next caller on as well. All right, it's as simple as that. And then for the £50... you have to answer 5 questions all at the end of it. But you have got an option today. You will win something when you answer question number 10. And you have an option either to go for the £50 or take another star prize. Isn't this... Hang on a minute.
I said, isn't this exciting? It is exciting, isn't it? I mean, we put a lot into this programme.
We do put a lot into this programme. The trouble is, nothing comes out. All right, first question. What does ACAS stand for? What does ACAS stand for? What does ACAS stand for? I want to know. Ludlow 5922. What does ACAS stand for? You call me on Ludlow 5922. Do it now.
Pick it up, mister.
Lovely.
Can you hear what I'm saying now? Yeah. Get your hands in the answer. And you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. To a policeman, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do that. And if I did that, I would censor. Come on and put the charge on me. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I'm not a fool to hurt myself. So I was innocent to what they'd done to me. They were wrong. Oh, yeah, they were wrong. Now give it to me one time. You give it to me 2 times. You give it to me 3 times. You give it to me 4 times. 54, 46 was my number. Was my number, man. Right now, someone else has that number. 54, 46 was my number. Right now, someone else has that number.
Aswad, and what was it, 54, 46 was my number. And I mean, that record is so bad, honest to goodness. I mean, that record is so... I mean, I don't like that record. That record is so bad. That record is so bad. I mean, it's a dum 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 dum. I hate to use this word, but that is Jungle Bunny music. It is, isn't it, eh? Oh, well. As well, then, 54, 46, 58 was his at size. Okay, Sunshine, first question here. What does ACAS stand for?
Advisory, Conciliation, Arbitration, sir.
Absolutely on the nose, sir. And I think we better have your name here. Your name is?
It's Terry.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Tel.
All right.
All right, and Tel. Okay, Tel. Right, can you hear me okay? Nod your head.
Yeah.
Okay, it is good, isn't it? It's good. Question number two. Where could I find the five springs? Where could I find the five springs? And it's a serious question. Where could I find the five springs? Come on, tell.
Australia.
Australia.
Well,
Australia?
Hey, five things on the back of a car.
I tell you something, you ought to be in Australia, old son, coming up with an answer like that. Go on, clear off. Bye-bye. Have a nice day, Tell. That was our Tell there. Making a good job of that, wasn't he? Where could I find the five springs? Now, this is a sensible, serious question that has been written especially for us here at Sunshine, and I expect serious, sensible answers. Good morning.
Hello, it's Tembry Wells.
Tembry Wells?
Yeah.
No, it's not Tembry Wells. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. It's, well, where could I find the five springs? I mean, the answer, my boy, is so simple, isn't it? It's just written in the stars. It's on the side of somewhere, isn't it? Now, where is it? Come on, quickly. We haven't got all day here today. It's 20 past 11 here. We have Professor, whatever his name is, at 10 to 12 today, is going to tell you all about radio, and it's a live link-up with a satellite via... Good morning.
Hello, is it Bath or Tunbridge Wells?
Is it what?
Bath or Tunbridge Wells.
No, sorry, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, dear, these are so easy, really, isn't it? Come on, quickly now, quickly! 5922 is the telephone number. Where can I find the five springs? Somebody tell me where I can find the five springs, for heaven's sake. Good morning.
Is it Malvern?
No.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
It's not Malvern, no. It's not Malvern. It's on the side of somewhere. There's a famous hill around here. Not that one up there, but there's another one. It's on the side of somewhere. Where is it? Come on, please. Good morning.
Is it on the side of the Longland?
No. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's not on the side of the Longland. It's not on Malvern. It's not on Clee. Where is it? Good morning.
Titterstone.
No.
Oh, dear.
No, it's not Titterstone.
Oh, dear.
Have another go at it.
Wigmore.
Wigmore?
Yeah.
You're on the wrong end. Come over a bit. Come over.
Oh,
come over.
Hang on a minute.
Ah, righto. Aye.
Oh dear. I know what you mean.
You're not the Clee Hill.
The caravan site is.
The what?
The caravan site is.
Caravan site?
Yeah.
Where's the caravan?
Halfway up.
Not on the Clee Hill. The other one. On the other.
I know what you mean. Christ.
On the Red Hill. No, it's not the Red Hill. Oh, where is it? It's on the side of what hill? Green Hills? No, not Green Hills.
No, wait a minute. The opposite side of Swimming Bath.
On the opposite side of the what?
Swimming Bath.
There's no swimming baths up there.
In Ludlow there is.
This isn't in Ludlow.
Oh, it's in Ludlow.
No.
Oh, dear, I'm in the wrong place altogether.
Listen, clue coming up.
Yes.
Clue coming up.
Okay.
I've just said Red Hills. No, it's not Red Hills.
No.
Green Hills, it's not Green Hills.
Green Hills.
What other hills have we got? White Hills. No, it's not on the White Hills either.
No, Pink Hills are coming up.
Pink, yeah, it can't be Pink, can it? That's so stupid.
Green Hills?
Green Hills. What's around here somewhere?
Oh, God.
Colours of hills. What colour are the hills?
Oh,
I've had enough. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, listen, please. Please, before I go absolutely scatty in here, it's a perfectly sensible question. Where could I find the five springs? It's as simple as that. Hello.
I'm still here.
Well, go away. Go on, clear off. Evans, have we got a line yet? Have we got a line? Hang on, I just got to check. Are you still there?
Yes, James, I am.
Who's that?
It's upon the brown sea.
I just put a... Who's this?
It's Joan from Crawley.
What do you want?
Look here, don't come that offensive
move. All right. They get me so wound up in here, honest to goodness.
It's up on the brown clay somewhere.
It's it? Yes.
It's
yes, I know, up on the brown clays.
Well, That's right, I said so.
Yeah, I know you did. Right, question number three.
Nikki... Oh, I don't know no more.
Yeah, of course, you've got to have a go at this. Now, listen, Joan, you're on the accumulator, the world's best-known, best-loved accumulator.
I don't care about that whatsoever.
Well, have a listen. Are you listening?
Yes.
Right, Nikki Lauda.
Yes.
Last one... Hang on. Nikki Lauda last week became world professional racing driving champion for 1984.
Yes.
Now, what nationality is he?
Nikki Lauda.
Nikki Lauda.
Is it... no, he's not.
I don't know. Tell me. I haven't said nothing yet.
Just a minute.
Oh, come on, woman. That's typical, isn't it? It's like, what sort of nationality is Nikki Lauda? I'll tell you in a minute. Hang on. I'll be all right.
Yes.
Ooh.
Is he an Italian?
Welsh.
Hey?
No, he's not Welsh.
I didn't say bloody. I'm
Listen, hey. What did you say? You said Italian, didn't you?
Yes.
No, it's not Italian.
Is he a Canadian?
No, it's not Canadian.
Australian.
Going round the world. Australian? No, it's not Australian.
Oh, I'm going to say bye-bye to
Bye-bye,
you.
Joan. Have a nice day. Go
bye
on,
bye.
Clear off. I am. Women. Stuart. Good morning. This
Good
is
morning.
Sunshine Radio. Can I help you?
Yes, he is Austrian.
Absolutely on the nose. Well done to you. Question number four, and I must explain, but I've got this. We've got this hammer in the studio. If a DJ talks longer than 30 seconds, the hammer comes down and bangs him on top of the head. But I've been a bit clever in here today because I got it wired up. Right. Question number four. Now, two snippets of English Channel news this week. Now, the first snippet, what project has got a restart proposed? Okay, which project has got a restart proposed? And a new cross-channel ferry route is being planned from Portsmouth to where? It's all very well you saying Do you know? You don't know. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there's the question. Two snippets of English Channel news this week around. What project has got a restart proposed? And a new cross-channel ferry route is being planned from Portsmouth to where? Now listen, when we started first, we played this record. It was so good. We're going to do it again all over Shropshire, just me and you. All right, my boy. Status quo. latest record there from Status Quo called I'm the Wanderer. And I would think that's going to be... Their records are always the same, you know, but they always sound the same and they always sound so good. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, give me two answers.
Yeah.
First answer is...
Town.
And the second answer is...
Cairn.
Right, Portsmouth to Cairn. Okay, question number five. Where did Prince Philip propose? Where did Prince Philip propose? Yeah. It wasn't in the back of the rolls either.
Prince Philip.
Where did he propose?
Sandringham?
Who?
Sandringham?
Sandringham? No, sorry. No, goodbye. Bye. Such a nice lad as well. He was so polite, wasn't he? Did you notice? Some people are like that. Some people are polite and other people... I don't know why it is. Good morning.
Hello, is it Broadlands?
Broadlands? No, it's not Broadlands. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, where did Prince Philip propose? Now, this is a serious question. It's a very serious question here. Good morning. Where? Kenya? No, sorry. Bye-bye. God, that was a bad call. Where she was talking from. Ludlow 5922, where did Prince Philip propose? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Balmoral,
absolutely on the nose, right. Where did you propose?
Can't remember.
Come on, of course you can. Where did you, where did he propose? Did you propose to him or did you, whatever?
I proposed to him.
Did you? What did he say? Now, careful. What did he say when you proposed to him?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely what?
Yeah.
All right, like. Okay, yeah. All right. It's like, darling, will you marry me? Yeah, all right. Real enthusiastic. Okay, question number... Well, do you know what question we're on here, do you? Number six, I think, aren't we? Yes, question number six here. By winning the St. Ledger, Lester Pickett has now won how many English classes to take the record? By winning the St. Ledger, Lester Pickett has now won how many English classes to take the record? How many?
10? I don't know.
What do you say you don't know? Eh?
I don't know.
It's between 10 and 30.
20.
It's between 20 and 30.
25.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's between it's between 25 and 30. By winning the St. Ledger's... This has got to be too long. We'll have to cut this quiz down. I mean, this hammer's hanging up above my head here, ready to come down thumb. Good morning, yes?
There's it 28.
28 on the nose. Right, where is Bumans? Where is Bumans? It's... Oh, so hang on. I think it's Bumans. I can't read this. Hang on a sec. Bumaris. I'll spell it. It's B-E-A-U-M-A-R-I-S. Bumaris. I'm sorry. Where is Bumaris? Have I pronounced... I don't know. Have I pronounced that right? Have I? Do you know?
Is it France?
No, it's on an island somewhere. Come on, hurry up.
Isle of Wight?
No, it's not the Isle of Wight.
Isle of Man?
No, it's not the Isle of Man.
I give up.
You give up, do you? Hey, who's is your mother there?
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
She won't come on.
You come here. Otherwise, I'm coming out of this phone.
She won't come on.
Oh, well. Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, have a nice day. All right. Okay, bye-bye. Go on. Go away. Put the phone down. Right. Okay. Good morning, this is Sunshine Radio. Can we help you?
Is it in North Lancashire?
No, it's not.
North Wales?
No, goodbye. Goodbye, bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Right, Ludlow 59222 is the... Good morning.
Is it in Norfolk?
No, it's not in Norfolk. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
It's on an island somewhere. Now, Norfolk isn't an island, is it? Well, it wasn't the last time I looked. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Jersey,
no, go away. Right. Bye. Ludlow 5922 for a sensible answer. Where is Bumaris?
Isle of Skye.
Isle of where?
Skye.
No. No. Go on, have another crack at it.
Isle of
Wight,
Isle of Man.
No, there's
Isle of... No.
There's not, is there? Isle of... Fisherman! Fisherman! Anglesey.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say
With no help from me either.
No help from you at all.
It was amazing how you did that.
Yes.
Now listen, which suspension bridge has the longest single span in the world?
Bristol suspension bridge?
The Bristol Suspension Bridge, you said?
Yes.
No. Goodbye. All right, go on, bye-bye.
Yes?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, you say? No.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ludlow 5922, as you can tell, the phone is really lively in here. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Which? Yes, tell me. Which bridge?
The Humber Bridge.
The Humber Bridge. How many feet? How many feet long? Okay, I'll give you that. The Humber Bridge it is at 4,626 feet long. Okay, now here's one for you to have a little ponder about because we're on question number 9. Congratulations. And how does it feel to be on question number 9?
Oh, you're talking to me.
Well, yeah. I'm not talking to anybody else, am I? Is that... How does it feel to be on question number 9 and on the verge of 50 quid?
Okay.
All right, is it? Okay. This is a question you have to answer to get through to question number 10, and this programme is getting very exciting. Isn't this programme exciting? Right, here it is. Question number 9. Martin K has been sorting out his sock drawer in the dark. Now, in the drawer are 6 identical green socks mixed up with 2 identical blue socks. Do you understand?
No.
Martin K has been sorting out his sock drawer in the dark.
Yes.
He's been groping around in the dark because
yes.
He's used to doing it in the dark. Yes. Now, in the drawer are 6 identical green socks and they're mixed up with 2 identical blue socks. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is the smallest number of socks Martin must remove to be sure of finding... All right. Pencil and paper ready? We want to find 1 pair of green socks. All right? 1 pair of blue socks. What's that noise? Strange noise. And 1 pair of socks, green or blue, but not mixed. Who writes these? Do you understand the question?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'll just go through it one more time because there's no way you're going to get it. Martin K has been sorting out... It's a chance here to play some music. Martin K has been sorting out his sock drawer in the dark. Now, in the drawer are 6 identical green socks mixed up with 2 identical blue socks. Now, what is the smallest number of socks Martin must remove to be sure of finding? A. 1 pair of green socks. B. 1 pair of blue socks. And C. 1 pair of socks, green or blue, but not mixed. Okay? Give me the answer. Question. You don't know. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Two.
Two?
Yes.
No. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yes. Hello to Brian and Gerald and Philip.
Right. Hello, Brian and Gerald and Philip. And goodbye.
I'm listening anyway.
Good. All right. Thank goodness somebody is. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, that's obviously a very complicated, question there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
You want 3 pairs of socks he wants to get.
3 pairs of socks?
Out of 8 socks.
Which part of the question?
Oh, they're all different. To get a pair of green socks, you can be sure of doing it in 4.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Now then, just give me some answers. I got 3 answers down here.
And to get a pair of blue socks,
yes.
You can be sure of doing it in 8.
Yeah.
And to get a pair of socks, not mixed,
yeah,
you can be sure of doing it in 3.
So let's just go through that lot again. To get 1 pair of green socks, okay, to get 1 pair of green socks, how many socks must you remove?
4.
4. 1 pair of blue socks, how many socks?
8.
And 1 pair of socks, green or blue, but not mixed?
3. 3.
Absolutely right. How'd you work that out?
I was drunk at the time.
You've got the same book as me.
I've got the same set of socks as you've got.
You stay there. Don't go away.
Yellow, brown and black and white, dancing in the street, yeah. So bad. I don't know you. You don't know me, no. But Why you want to hurt me so bad? People around the world, even children, boys and girls, fighting one another. Time for us to come together. Yeah, yeah. It's an international situation. So I sing this song to you. Come on, join the celebration. It's now. Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Dance if you're dancing, jump if you're jumping.
Constructions called International. 20 minutes here before 12 with the accumulator, 50 quid up for grabs here. And, well, question number 10, and we still have, it is Larry, isn't it?
Yes, James, yes.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You sang very well this morning.
Do I?
The extra hour's sleep probably did you, give you a chance to sober up a little better.
Thank you, Larry. It made my day just that little bit better now.
Good.
What besides fish do we eat that has gills?
That has, pardon?
That has gills. That's question number 10, Larry.
Gills.
What besides fish do we eat that has gills?
Birds.
No. Goodbye, Larry.
Bye-bye, James.
And you did so well, didn't you?
Yes, you picked that one out for me.
Just as a special treat. Goodbye, Larry. Bye-bye. Okay. Now that was actually on our little playlist here. What besides fish do we eat that has gills?
Eels.
No, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now here we go. Eyes down, settle down. There's a bat in the hatches down here. Take some phone calls, shall we? Because that's what he's all about. Ludlow 5922 is our telephone number. And let's take it away. Good morning. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Is it Mushroom?
Mushroom's absolutely on the nose. Your name, sir?
Martin Price.
Martin from Price from Nobury.
Yeah.
Not that Martin Price from Nobury.
I don't know.
Right then, Martin Price from Nobury. What I'm going to do with you is I'm going to give you the option, okay, of you going for £50 or you can take a T-shirt at question number 10. What do you want to do? And I will explain, I will give you some information here. The questions are quite difficult. If you go for 5 questions and you mess it all up, you don't get a T-shirt. But you're guaranteed a T-shirt at the moment. Okay, and I'll even throw in a sunshine tea towel as well. So you're guaranteed a sunshine tea towel and a T-shirt at this moment in time, because you've won that. Now, what are you going to do?
Well, as you already owe me about half a dozen T-shirts,
yes.
I might as well go for the 50.
I thought you might say that. Okay, 50 quid up for grabs, Martin.
Right,
prepare yourself, my boy. And what time is this? Have I got the time here? Yes, we better just take one of these first. Just hang on a second.
AMR Motors. Buy your new BEAD-registered Nissan and drive it away today. Yes, it's possible. Only at AMR Motors Ludlow can you drive away your new BEAD-reg Nissan immediately. Call in and drive away your new Micra GL at a special low, low price of £4,300. That's a saving of £355 off the normal on-the-road price. But hurry, this offer is very limited while stocks last. Call in and drive away your new Chery from £4,800 for the 1.3 GS 5-door. That's a saving of £344 off the normal on-the-road price. Other models available include the Chery SGL and the Sunny Saloon Coupe and Estate, all selected from stock for this drive-away special. Plus, from AMR Motors, a unique car at a unique price. The 1.5 GL Prairie, with only one available, at the giveaway price of £5,750 for immediate delivery. That's a saving of over £700 off the normal on-the-road price. AMR Motors, Nissan, and you together makes motoring a pleasure at a price you can afford. For your drive-away deal, call at AMR Motors Sheet Road Ludlow or telephone them on Ludlow 2774.
Cyril Basin is the place to be. He's got the bargains for you and me. Seed potatoes, Wolf and Bosch power tool, and Craven arms, Cyril Basin rules. Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven arms. Cyril Basin.
And already Cyril Basin is into Christmas trees, which Jim finds useful. Swish Ready Corded Curtain Track, 20% off recommended retail price. Springtime leaf rakes down from $9.45 to $6.50. And a special end of season lawnmower offer. 25% off list price at Cyril Basin on Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms. Cyril Basin.
Advertising on Sunshine, the effective way to get heard. For details, ring Ludlow 3795 or drop a line to Sunshine Radio, Ludlow. All householders and farmers, and anyone who wants to save money on fuel oils. Bates and Hunt, your local suppliers, can save you a load on a load. Bates and Hunt have special offers now, and a monthly budget plan to suit your pocket. For details, phone Telford 44873. Bates and Hunt are authorised Esso distributors, and have Arga and Rayburn fuels and kerosenes. In fact, all farm and domestic fuels. Phone Bates and Hunt on Telford 44873 and save money on your fuel bills. Telford 44873. Also branches at Hereford and Shrewsbury. Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Clee Hill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Clee Hill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you reckon. We fetch 'em. We're Clee Hill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Clee Hill Motor Spares.
2 9 9
Sunshine 103.5 VHF.
Okay, Sunshine Radio, it's just coming up to 14 minutes before 12. Very quickly here, say good morning to Martin.
Good morning.
Okay, and Martin, for the listeners, if you just tuned in, has won nothing at the moment, but he is now going for £50. And all he has to do is just answer five quite difficult questions to do so. You ready, Martin?
Yes.
Okay, first question, and I won't tell you whether you're right or wrong until we get to the end. First question, which river's waters tumble at Victoria Falls? That's question number one. Which river waters tumble at Victoria Falls?
I think it's
Question number two. What was the real name of the Elephant Man? No, you've got to answer that question now. What is the real name of the Elephant Man? You've got 5 seconds. Take a guess.
I don't know.
Was it John Harrison, John Hurt, John Middleton? Was it John Merrick?
John Merrick.
What was the name of the dog that featured in the children's TV series, The Magic Roundabout? Okay. What does, or when does, Whit Sunday fall? And you've got 10 seconds. When does Whit Sunday fall? 5 seconds.
Whit Sunday?
Whit Sunday.
What, this year or next year?
When does Whit Sunday fall?
Well, it's on a Sunday. First Sunday after Lent.
We'll come back to that one because it's an important one. Okay, question number five. How many acres in a square mile? Now, come on, Martin. I've got to take an answer from you. You've got 5 seconds, that's all. Take a guess, Martin. 20, you say. Well, let's go back to question number 4. When does Whit Sunday fall?
Do you mean on what day does it fall?
When does Whit Sunday fall?
Well, Sunday, I should think.
I mean, Whit Sunday is around about Easter, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
What, the actual day?
No, when does Whit Sunday fall? Okay, I'll give you a clue. On the third Sunday, is it on the third Sunday after Christmas? Is it on the first Sunday in Lent? Is it on the Sunday after Easter? Or is it on the seventh Sunday after Easter?
Seventh Sunday after Easter.
Right. Let's see how you got on here, Martin. Question number 1. Which river's waters tumble at Victoria Falls? The answer there is Zambezi, and that is exactly what you said. So you got one right so far. Question number 2. After a lot of prompting here, what was the real name of the Elephant Man? And you said John Merrick, and it was John Merrick. Question number 3. What was the name of the dog that's featured in the children's TV series The Magic Roundabout? And you said Dougal, and the answer is Dougal. Question number 4, when does Whit Sunday fall? Is it on whatever days it was? It was actually on the seventh Sunday after Easter. Question number 5, how many acres in a square mile? You said 20, and the answer is 640, Martin.
Mm. 640?
How many acres in a square mile? 640.
Never right.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Well, I can assure you it is. Martin, you should have taken that T-shirt, shouldn't you?
Well, I've had it on good authority that it is exactly 640 acres in a square mile.
Yeah. Got the book out, have you?
Misses that.
Okay, Martin, thanks for being a sport anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
That was Martin from Nobury, and he was a good sport. Okay, this is Sunshine Radio, live in Shropshire.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do, don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through, and make it easy on yourself. If the way I hold you can't compare to his grace, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling. If this is goodbye, so
1965 was the year, the Walker Brothers, and you know what that one was called. Okay, your requests and your dedications, we're taking them right now on Ludlow 5922. That's it from me. But before I go, okay, on Sunshine Radio, through the miracles of modern technology, we hopefully will now rejoin Professor Bologna. Now, today he's coming to you almost live via satellite from his secret communications bunker and wine cellars somewhere in South Shropshire. OK, now all we have to do is to tune in to the tone. I will see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Oh. Hey, right, nothing like a funny walk to get things underway, eh? All right, pay attention. I said pay attention. And stop that stupid muttering at the back. This satellite link is costing me money. My name is Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna. I'll repeat that. My name is Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna. Write it down. And you are extremely privileged at this very moment in time to share in a unique event, another exciting millstone in the long and glorious history of wireless telephony. To wit, the inaugural wireless transmission of the Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna wireless course. Hold on, can't we have something a bit better than that? This is an important occasion, right? Thank you. That was much better. Now, let me explain. The Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna wireless course is a series of ill-conceived... is a series of illustrated lectures to which you will listen, for I will tolerate no interruptions whatsoever. Excuse me just a moment. Oh, I'll soon put a stop to all this. I'll fix you, my proud beauty. Now, the coup de grace. As I said, I will tolerate no interruptions whatsoever. I don't want to listen to you. It's your place to listen to me. So pay attention and learn something, and stop that muttering at the back. Now, in celebration of this, the first broadcast of my wireless course, I have here a special recording for you, performed by a tremendously well-balanced duo. It stars that well-known sunshine luminary Martin Kay playing the saxophone. Yes, Martin Kay on the saxophone, performing a delightful old tune called Ramona, sympathetically backed by the gentle rhythms and tender brushwork of James Harding on the drums. Here they are then with Ramona. Pity the saxophone was much too loud. Now, as I was saying, this series of illustrated audio lectures, otherwise known as the Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna Wireless Course, is a service. Not a service along the lines of the X-92, but a service intended to inform, to educate, and possibly to entertain, because my wireless course will tell you all you ever need to know about the wireless, past, present, and future. Now, as this is the very first broadcast, the very first program in a brand new series, I thought we'd start off with some answers to some of your queries from last week. And who better to handle this side of the business than my great friend and learned colleague, Dr. Von Lowitall. Okay, it's all yours, Doctor.
Hello, troubled friends. This is Dr. Von Lowitall again. Remember, if you got a problem, write to me at 2646 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 28371. That's the zip code. 213, that's the area code. Dot, 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 dash, that's the Morse code, and... yep, that's the common code. Anyway, we got six questions to answer tonight. Well, that's not so good because I only got 5 answers. Dear doctor, what is your solution to the race problem? My solution is stay away from the track.
Yes, thank you, doctor. We'll call you. I mean, we'll call on your services again sometime, perhaps. Now, how can you take part as a student in the Professor Sir Aloysius Baloney Wireless course? It's quite simple. There's absolutely no enrollment fee. All you're required to do is stop that muttering at the back, sit still, shut your gob and listen, as the story unfolds lecture by lecture. We'll be doing many exciting things. For instance, we'll be constructing, from readily available domestic items, a lifelike model, a clone, a working life-size replica of Martin Kay. And when it's finished, we'll place it in the studio with him and have a giggling contest. And may the best man win. And as the weeks go by and the wireless course progresses, I'll be setting you test papers to check on your progress. And woe betide those who haven't made any progress. The penalty for lack of progress will be compulsory attendance at one of James Harding's organ recitals, with the doors locked and no earplugs. Need I provide a greater incentive to succeed? Finally, to celebrate your inauguration into my wireless course, and especially to thank you for being a wireless listener instead of allowing your brain to be taken over by the demon TV, I'm now going to give you a treat. I'm going to play you another special recording. No, that's not it. The special recording I'm referring to is a special performance of a classical piece. A unique opportunity here to hear a unique rendering by the Clee Hill and Ashford Carbonell combined Philharmaniac Ensemble. A rare recording, this one, from the days of the wind-up gramophone, mono-enhanced and frequency-restricted for your delectation, and winding up this, the first edition of the Professor Sir Aloysius Baloney Wireless Course, the esoteric audio earful aimed at enhancing your imagination. Right, that's it. Here they are. I'm off.
Sunshine Radio.
And a very, very good afternoon to you. Welcome along to the Sunday Request programme with me, Martin Kay, all the way through until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And fancy having to follow that load of old baloney. Many thanks to Professor Baloney, and I'm sure he'll be back on your radios next weekend. We'll look forward to the next exciting episode. What a radio course, my word. Anyway, dedications and requests all the way through till 2 now, and if you'd like us to play your record, give us a ring on Ludlow 5922 and we'll play your record, no problem at all. Look forward to hearing from you.
When I was a little girl,
there we are, getting us underway this afternoon. The Supremes and the Four Tops taking us back a bit, and River Deep, Mountain High. Now then, first request this afternoon. Now listen, because somebody works for the BBC wants this one. It's true, listen to this. Right, it's from Ray and Mary Jennings of Wheeler Road in Ludlow. And Ray has retired this week after 40 years of service with the BBC. Oh, a majority which was spent at Wooferton. Ah, I see. A local man. Yeah, anyway, we're all hoping he'll now have enough time to do all those things he said he would do if only he had the time. I see. And on behalf of all the staff... excuse me. On behalf of all the staff, we wish him a long and happy and healthy retirement and hope that the record Bantam Cock by Jake Thackeray will give him some inspiration. It's Jen. It's true, this one. Oh, aye, no messing. And it's from Mrs. M and family at Brimfield. So there we are. Ray and Mary Jennings of Wheeler Road in Ludlow. Hope you have a super retirement, Ray. I should think you've deserved that, haven't you? I fancy working for the BBC. Does anybody work for them? Anyway, hope you enjoyed your 40 years with them. I'm sure you did a marvellous job. And your retirement, I'm sure, will be well-deserved, Ray. And very seriously, the record that we're going to play for you, listen very carefully, because I'm sure that it will, in fact, give you some inspiration.
It was a grand upstanding bantam cock, so brisk and stiff and spry, with springy step and jaunty plume and a purposeful look in his eye. In his little black blinking eye he had, I took him to the coop and introduced him to my 17 wide-eyed hens. He topped and he topped as a hero tops, and he bowed from the waist to them all, and then he upped and he topped them all again, he did. And then upon the peace of me ducks and me geese he rudely did intrude. With glazed eyes and open mouths they bore it all with fortitude, and a little bit of gratitude they did.